The Gemara on Masechet Brachos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, "Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Hishkim Lishanois. If somebody got up to learn, actually Kara Krishma, and he's doing so before he begins to learn to say Krishma, Tzarech Levarich. The halacha is that before one learns, he has to say Birchas HaTorah. However, Mishikara Krishma, if he has already said Krishma before he learned, and included in saying Krishma is obviously saying the Birchas Krishma, which one of them is the bracha of a Hava Rabba, says the Gemara, Ein Tzarech Levarech, such an individual does not have to make Birchas HaTorah before he learns, Shekva Nifta B'Hava Rabba. He already has fulfilled his obligation by saying a Hava Rabba, and a Hava Rabba takes the place of Birchas HaTorah. But what is clear in this Gemara is that there certainly is an obligation to say Birchas HaTorah. The question is, why? So there's a Gemara later in Masechet on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis that says, "Menayin leBirchas HaTorah lefaneh b'Torah." How do we know that one is obligated to say Birchas HaTorah before he learns? Shenemar kishem Hashem ekro havu gadol olakeinu. And Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael when they are about to learn Torah, kishem Hashem ekro, when they're going to learn the word of Hashem, before so havu gadol olakeinu, they have to make a bracha before they say they learn Torah. Others explain, the Shita brings, that the Pasuk of Shem Hashem Ekra Hava God Lakenu is referring back to the Pasuk of Yarav Kamata Lichi, and the Torah is the Lichi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, the Shem Hashem, the Torah is the words of Hashem, and if the words of Hashem, before you mention all of the Torah Shem Hashem, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. There's a medrash that says we learn it from the Pasuk in Tehillim. Tosfos and our Amid quotes that Pasuk, that the Pasuk says Baruch Ato Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, and the Pasuk is teaching us before Lamdeni Chukecha, before a Jew learns his Torah, Baruch Ato Hashem, we have to say a Baruch Ato Hashem. There's a question, a machloikis rishonim, if the obligation to say Birchas HaTorah is a chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanan. There are rishonim that suggest that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. There are rishonim that suggest it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan. There's some want to make a distinction between Birchas HaTorah that said b'tzibur versus Birchas HaTorah that said b'yachid, and they want to, and some that only Birchas HaTorah that's b'tzibur is the raisa, others say, and Birchas HaTorah b'yachid is a drabonon. As the Mishnah Brura in the beginning of Simen Mem Zayin and Aruch Chaim points out, there's going to be a very fundamental nafgamina, and that is what will be the halacha if somebody has a suffix, if somebody has a question, if he said Birchas HaTorah. If it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, then he would have to repeat the Birchas HaTorah. If it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan, then he wouldn't be obligated to repeat the Birchas HaTorah. The Mishnah Brura and the other chroidim discuss that even if we'll hold that it's a d'oraisa, perhaps only one, we know, as our Gemara teaches us, that there are three Birchas HaTorah, or maybe two, but certainly some Achroinim want to suggest that even if we hold Birchas HaTorah is a D'oraisa, we don't have to repeat all of the Birchas HaTorah. Others suggest that if we hold the Birchas HaTorah is a D'oraisa, then we have to repeat all of the Birchas HaTorah. only if it's a drabbanon, need they not be repeated. The Mishnah Berurah himself suggests that since there's so much of a question involved in knowing if Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa or drabbanon and what to do, so he suggests if somebody has a suffix, what he should do is he should either ask someone else who has not yet said Birchas HaTorah to have in mind when he says Birchas HaTorah, have him in mind as well. Or another suggestion the Mishnah Berurah gives, very much in line with the Gemara that we just learned, when he says, I have a rabbi, and as all the Rishonim teach us, it's not only I have a rabbi that said by Kriyishma Shel Shachris, but also the I have a rabbi that said by Kriyishma Shel Arvis, the person should have in mind that with that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah, he wants to fulfill Birchas HaTorah to avoid any questions. The Mefarshim go on to say that saying Birchas HaTorah is extremely important. The Torah says, V'yechavim b'b'chosoy, when a person says Birchas HaTorah, he should have in mind, Amamer HaSinai, going back to Ma'amir Har Sinai, Ashabacha Bana Mikala Umais, Vikirvanul of Neher Sinai, Hakarish Baruch Hu chose us, brought us to Har Sinai, Vashmi'enu Dvarav Mitaycha Eish, and he taught us his holy words through the fire, Vinaslana Tairasai Hakadosha, Shehi Beis Chayenu, that he gave us his holy Torah. The Bach goes on to explain that what is the great importance of saying Birchas HaTorah. So the Bach explains that by a person saying and declaring Birchas HaTorah, he's recognizing that the Torah is not just something that one is supposed to learn and one is supposed to follow, but the Torah represents what our life, he wants to become one with the Torah. And how does one indicate that he wants to become one with the Torah? By reciting Birchas HaTorah. Everybody remembers the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim, Ama Avda Haaretz. The Gemara asks, why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Why did Klal Yisrael go into Galus? V'yoyim Hashem al Azam es Tarasi, Davazel Nishal Neviim v'Pershua. The question was asked to the Neviim and to the Chachamim, and nobody knew the answer. And the Gemara ultimately said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Shloi Baruch Hu B'Torah Techila. We were sent into Golus because we didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah represents such an important part of our life and our experience in learning Torah. The Tzlach says, someone who says Birchas HaTorah, for him this is a tremendous skula that he should remember what he learned. Other Mefarshim, others say that by saying Birchas HaTorah, one will have children who will follow in the ways of the Torah. And therefore, of course, Birchas HaTorah is a very important mitzvah. Our Gemara, however, has taught us that if one doesn't say Birchas HaTorah, he could be yotzei the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah by saying Ahav HaRabbah. And the question that comes up, is Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says Tosfos holds that in order for a Havah Rabbah to be effective, you have to learn immediately after you said a Havah Rabbah. Of course, all the Mefarshim point out immediately doesn't mean immediately, because if a person says, I have a rabbi by Shachris, or I have a oilam by Mayriv, he isn't able to learn immediately. He has to first go say Shema and finish davening. But what it means is that he has to immediately after davening learn in order for the have a rabbi to be an effective bracha. And Tosfos asks, so why is the halacha that whenever we Why is the halacha that we don't have to learn right away after we say Birchas HaTorah? So Tosfos gives a number of answers. One answer Tosfos gives is that our Gemara doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. And our Gemara holds that even if you said a Hava Rabba and did not learn immediately after saying a Hava Rabba, it's fine. But another teretz that's given, that there's a difference which bracha you're using for Berachas HaTorah. If you're saying a Hava Rabba, which is not really the primary Berachas HaTorah, so there you have to say, you have to learn immediately after saying a Hava Rabba. If, however, you're saying the Berachas HaTorah, the Chazal taught us to say, there the halacha will be very different, and there the halacha is that even if you didn't say Berachas HaTorah immediately, even if you didn't learn immediately after the Berachas HaTorah, it's still going to be considered acceptable. The question that the Rishonim discuss, however, is that we know that the halacha is that whenever one makes a bracha, he's not allowed to be mafsik. And when we speak about a hefsik, there are really two concepts to a hefsik. There's one concept to the hefsik, that between saying the bracha and doing the mitzvah, I'm not allowed to have a hefsik. And then there's another halacha, that one is not allowed to be mafsik while doing the mitzvah. And if he has a hefsik while doing the mitzvah, he maybe has to do the bracha over. So the question is, why, if somebody learns, and then after he learns, he goes to work, or goes to eat, is the halacha that when he goes back to learning, does he not have to say Berachas HaTorah? Why wasn't there a hefsik? So the Tosfos and the Rosh say that indeed, the halacha ought to be by Talmud Torah the same as by all other mitzvahs. However, since a Jew is not allowed to be Messiah Das from learning, not like any other mitzvah, when I complete doing the mitzvah, I finish the mitzvah. Therefore, there is no problem with hefsik, even though during the day, a person goes back and forth from his learning. Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. Rabbeinu Yonah says the learning is entirely different. And by learning, even if there was Hesach Hadas, the halacha is that it's not considered a hefsek. Why? So there are two ways of understanding what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. One way of understanding the Rabbeinu Yonah, that since the obligation of learning Torah is a constant obligation, you have not fulfilled your obligation by just learning Torah for 1 minute. If somebody wears tefillin, so he fulfilled his obligation by wearing the tefillin. If he takes off the tefillin, he finished his mitzvah. If he then decides to put on tefillin again, he has to make a bracha. Torah is a constant mitzvah, and therefore there's no hefsik. Or, we learn it from the pasuk of Vahagisa ba yoyman v'layla. Vahagisa ba yoyman v'layla comes to teach us that Torah is constant. Another explanation offered by the Ra'ah and the Shibboleth Leket, is that since Talmud Torah, it's not obvious when one stops doing the mitzvah. In other words, if one is wearing tefillin, and then he takes off the tefillin, it's obvious to all that he's taken off his tefillin. By Talmud Torah, if I am learning and then I stop learning, it's not so obvious that I have stopped learning, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. But then, Tosfos quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that somebody, even if he goes to sleep in the middle of the day, does not have to make, or goes to sleep at night, doesn't have to make a new Berachas HaTorah until the morning, because the way Berachas HaTorah works is it goes from one morning to the other morning. And therefore, even if there was a hefsik, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it wouldn't make a difference. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Berachas HaTorah is a different type of bracha altogether. It's a bracha that represents that once a day, a person declares to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. Now, the question is. Then Tosfos quotes the Shita of the Tzarfatayim, who say that indeed, after saying regular Birchas HaTorah, not just to have a rabba, the halacha is that the person should immediately learn something, which is our minig. We say Birchas Kahanim. I saw a pshat that the reason we say Birchas Kahanim, because in Birchas Kahanim there are 60 letters corresponding to the 60 Masechtas and Shas that we want to achieve and be able to ultimately, in Mitzvah Hashem, learn. So now, we have a very fundamental question that actually the Achroinim ask. Birchas Ahav Rabba could be in the place of Asher Bach Abonu. But why, how could Birchas Ahav Rabba, the Achroinim ask, be in the place of Lasik B'divrei Torah? How do we compensate for that bracha? So I saw in the Achroinim two very different answers, and those two different answers may have very serious ramifications to everything we're going to discuss when we try to understand Birchas HaTorah. Rav Zaks, the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim, says that when he asked his father-in-law this question, the Chofetz Chaim says, indeed, it could well be that after a person says a Hava Rabba, he still has to say, after davening the brach of Lasik B'divrei Torah. Rav Moshe, however, in a tshuva, in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Aleph, says that, no, Birchas Ahava Rabba could be in the place of all, Birchas Ahava Rabba could be in the place of all Birchas HaTorah. Perhaps understanding this is very much connected to everything that Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is teaching us that Birchas Ahava Rabba, Tosfos says two terutzim. One Teretz Tosfos says that Birchas Ahava Rabba and Birchas HaTorah are all the same. And therefore, Tosfos says that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. And that the Bavli will hold that if somebody said Birchas Ahava Rabba, even if he didn't say learn right afterwards, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's no different than the Ahava Rabba, then it's no different than Birchas HaTorah that we say the regular Birchas HaTorah, that only the Tzarfatim say we have to learn immediately afterwards. Everyone else disagrees. Others, the other opinion that says that a Hava Rabba is different than Birchas HaTorah, is saying that a Hava Rabba is a very different type of Birchas HaTorah, like Rav Moshe suggests. And that even though normally the halacha is that you don't have to learn, that's by when you're saying regular Birchas HaTorah. A Hava Rabba represents a different Birchas HaTorah altogether. And therefore, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Mem Zayin Sif Tes, Yesh Oimim Shem Hifsek Ben Birchas HaTorah L'Mudoy, if somebody interrupted between Birchas HaTorah and his learning, Ein B'kach Klum, it's fine. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'anochen, however, what is proper is Shloy L'Hafsek Beinayim, that you shouldn't make any interruption, because B'kei Nogol La'Omer, Parshas Kahanim, as we just said, we say Birchas Kahanim, Samach L'Birchas HaTorah. So what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that normally there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be mafsik, but here, if you were mafsik, it doesn't make that much of a difference, because the halacha is that Birchas HaTorah is not, the hefsik is not an issue. How do we understand the words of the Shulchan Aruch? So certainly, if we follow the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Birchas HaTorah is only a bracha that's said in the morning and it lasts for the entire day. And I saw a very beautiful pshat. Even if we'll follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Birchas HaTorah is recited in the morning, and that recitation works for a 24-hour period, or will speak if it indeed represents a full 24-hour period. Still, why is the night following the day? By us, in our Masechta, the first Amid that we learned in our Masechta, we learned Vayi'era Vayivayker, that in Jewish law, first comes the night and then the day. So Mefarshim say, because the Pasuk says, when it speaks about learning Torah, V'hagisaba yoimam v'layla, the day before the night. But that really doesn't answer our question. Yes, the Pasuk speaks about yoim and then layla, but it doesn't answer our question. Why indeed over here is it yoim and then layla, unlike everywhere else where it's layla and then yoim? So the Mefarshim explained, a Jew really is supposed to spend his day learning Torah. But we know that most of us cannot spend our entire day learning Torah. We're busy with other occupations during the day. So that's why we have night. That's why we have night, to make up for the Torah that we missed during the day. And therefore, since the night is a makeup for the Torah that we learned during the day, the halacha is yoimam and then layla. The halacha is that if someone says Birchas HaTorah, so as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, l'chatchila, one should immediately say the Birchas Kohanim and the Brais and the Mishnah that we all say every morning. However, most Achroinim are of the opinion that if he an opportunity to say Amen or Amen Yahishmei Rabbah, Kedusha Baruch Hu come up, is if as we're learning, and it's very clear that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that a hefsek, that we have to be concerned for the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore Birchas HaTorah is an entire different type of bracha. Since it's an entirely different type of bracha, the hefsek is not a problem. I did see that the Sefer Ishei Yisrael quotes the opinion of Reb Chaim Kamievsky, who says that no, a person should not be mafsik between Birchas HaTorah and his learning, even to answer Amen or anything else. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Yud in teaching us em hifsik melilmoid when it's asik basak, if a person said Birchas HaTorah, learned, and then he stopped learning, he intends to go back to learning. Lo yehav a hefsek. For who adin, and the Shulchan Aruch says, l'shino umercha tzabeis akisei, he goes to sleep, he goes to bathhouse, he goes to the beis akisei, and all these situations, lo yehav a hefsek, the Shulchan Aruch opinion is that that is not considered a hefsek. This is actually a machloikis rishonim. The Rabbeinu Simcha, the Haggadah Maimonides, quotes the Rabbeinu Simcha, says that if somebody does something during which time he cannot be learning, Merchatz, a basic kisei, are perfect examples, then they're considered a hefsek. Only if the person does something which doesn't represent a time where he couldn't learn, that is not going to be considered a hefsek. The Shulchan Aruch continues with a big question. Shinas kva b'yoyim al mitasai. If somebody takes a nap during the day, but not just a nap, he actually goes to sleep, have a hefsek, v'yesh oimrim d'loy have a hefsek, v'chei nagu. Where our minig is that even sleep is not considered a hefsek. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis, Im lomed b'layla, halayla hoylech acha hayoyim. If he slept by night, then the night follows the day, sh'avar, v'enetzarach lach s'lavarach, kozman sh'lo yishan. Why? Because we have the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam that all day is considered one long chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if there was a shinas kva by day. But if there was a shinas kva by night, so now it's a whole new different situation. And not a question that many of us have every year, Shavuos by night comes up. A person goes to stays up all Shavuos night. And now comes the next morning. So does he make a new Birchas HaTorah or not? If we follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't make a new Birchas HaTorah. Why doesn't he make a new Birchas HaTorah? Because he does make a new Birchas HaTorah. It's a new day. And every day, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. According to the other Rishonim, however, only if there was a hefsik do you make a Birchas HaTorah. Here, if there was no hefsik, you don't make a Birchas HaTorah. And that's why there's a dilemma every year what to do Shavuos in the morning, which is directly related to the issues that we are now discussing. So, Mishnah Berura quotes a very interesting Rabbi Kiva Eiger. He says that if somebody took a nap Erev Shavuos, and then he was up all Shavuos by night, certainly he will make Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Because the Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, Memonoshach, if we're following the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that says the Birchas HaTorah is based on every day making a new bracha, so it's a new day, a new bracha. If, on the other hand, we follow the opinion of the Rosh, that says that we have to make a Birchas HaTorah every time there was a hefsik, every time there was a shinas kva, we owe the Birchas HaTorah from the shinas kva that we had during the day. And therefore, no matter how you look at it, you would have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. The Chazon Ish and many Achronim disagree with Rabbi Kiva Eiger because they say that we can't consider somebody sleeping during the day, even if he took a good nap, a long nap, considered a Shinas Kva, that it should be considered a Hefsik, and therefore they don't agree with Rabbi Kiva Eiger's point. What is considered that if a person... So now the question that also comes up, especially in communities where Ma'ariv is davened quite late, and if Ma'ariv is davened quite late, the question comes up, what should this individual do if he takes a nap before Ma'ariv? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't say, he still doesn't say Birchas HaTorah. Because as we're learning, the Rabbeinu Tam learns that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha that's said once a day. And here it wasn't once a day. He went to sleep by Ma'ariv. However, if we follow the opinion of the Rosh, that when there's a hefsik, and certainly a hefsik when there's a shinas kva at night, that may be considered a hefsik, and he would have to say Birchas HaTorah again. So before we go further, the Achroinim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and other Achroinim describe what is the definition of a shinas kva. They say a shinas kva is only if someone goes to sleep in pajamas, laying in his bed with the intention to go to sleep. But if somebody falls asleep, even on his bed, and even for quite a while he's still dressed, that isn't considered a shinas kva. What should such a person do? He took a nap, took quite a nap, before Ma'ariv. He gets up for Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv he wants to learn. So the halacha is that when he says a havas oilam by Ma'ariv, he should have in mind Birchas HaTorah. And as we're learning, everybody, Tosfos, and he should follow what Tosfos teaches us, that he should immediately learn after saying Krishma. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim. Why isn't Krishma itself considered the learning? Isn't Krishma learning? And the Rishonim say that Krishma that said L'shem being Mekayim Mitzvahs Krishma is not considered Talmud Torah. And therefore, they indeed say if somebody said I have a rabbah after this man Krishma, that there we learned the Mishnah in our Perek, that somebody who says Krishma then is Kikoyre B'Torah, then indeed Krishma could fulfill the obligation of the Yerushalmi. Furthermore, say the Paiskim, that if the person went to sleep, and he gets up early, and it's not yet a Loisa Shachar, so what will Rabbeinu Tam, that we are concerned
for the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam hold? Will Rabbeinu Tam hold that such an individual should wait with his Birchas HaTorah? Or should such an individual say Birchas HaTorah at that point? So there's the opinion of all the Paiskim that when the Rabbeinu Tam says we say Birchas HaTorah once a day, he doesn't mean that there's an exact moment to say Birchas HaTorah. It has to be said exactly at the moment of Alois HaShachar. It can't be said before. It shouldn't be said after. What he means is every day has its own obligation. So if I ended my day by going to sleep and I start a new day by getting up early, certainly Rabbeinu Tam will hold that at that point I should say Birchas HaTorah, even though it's before the new day, the new Alois HaShachar has begun. And certainly the other Rishonim who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, that hold that the Shinas Kva is a Hefsik, will agree that one doesn't say, under such that one should say Birchas HaTorah again, on one should say Birchas HaTorah. Now the question that comes up is if somebody went to sleep and he wakes up in the middle of the night, and after he wakes up in the middle of the night, he learns, but it is his intention to go back to sleep. He wakes up and he couldn't sleep. He wakes up 1, 2 in the morning. He sits himself down to learn, and then afterwards he'll learn for an hour and two, and then he'll go back to sleep and get up in the morning. What should he do? The Pri Chodesh, and so Paskins, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha, the Halacha is to say Birchas HaTorah both times. The Pri Megadim says that he should say Birchas HaTorah only after the first time he sleeps. The Shari Tshuva says that we have to look at this person's intention. And this is the way most Achroinim Paskin. If the person meant that his day begins with his first time getting up, so he should say Birchas HaTorah the first time. If the person recognizes that I'm really still in the middle of sleeping, and I'm just intending to, I can't sleep, so I'm going to get up and not waste my time, so I'm going to learn some Torah, so there the halacha is that individual should say Birchas HaTorah not now the first time, just the second time. This person is going to have a very big problem, according to the opinion that says a Shinas Kva, and certainly a Shinas Kva by Laila is considered a Hefsik, so he's going to have a problem about learning without Birchas HaTorah. And we're going to perhaps in the next year come up with a suggestion for such an individual. There are Achroinim that want to suggest that what the person should do is say Birchas HaTorah and have in mind that the Birchas HaTorah should only be effective until he goes back to sleep. And after he wakes up, he will have to say Birchas HaTorah again. The Paiskim take great issue with this approach because they explain as follows. The halacha indeed is, let's say I have to shecht 100 animals. So I don't have to make a separate bracha on every animal. I can make one bracha and shecht all 100 animals. But if I have in mind that this bracha should only be, let's say, for the first group of 10 animals, then that's fine. But they explain because there, every animal has its own chi of shechita, and therefore has its own chi of bracha. And since it has its own chi of bracha, I can make such a tanai. But when we speak about Birchas HaTorah, especially if we follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that says Birchas HaTorah is a once-a-day event, my having a tanai doesn't change what the reality of Birchas HaTorah is. The reality of Birchas HaTorah is that it's once a day. And therefore, having a tanai that it should only last for a couple of hours doesn't help. Because Birchas HaTorah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is supposed to be recited only once a day.